On today's program, Andrew Womack will inspire you to reach out and take the healing that is yours in Jesus Christ. God wants you well, and that's the gospel truth. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the gospel truth. Today is the conclusion of my fifth week teaching on God Wants You Well. And I tell you, we've covered a lot of material. And today is also going to be my last day to offer you the third teaching in our four-part set on God Wants You Well. I've got an album entitled God Wants You Well. This third teaching in the set is entitled Why Isn't Everyone Healed? And I've been teaching on this for, I think, a little over 2 weeks. We've covered a lot of things. And the way that I make my materials available is I ask for a donation of some amount towards, you know, these products that are DVDs and CD albums. But I'm aware that not every person can or will send an offering. And so we make each individual CD available free of charge, one at a time. My partners have enabled me to do that. And we've now covered through the third teaching in this four-part set. Today is my last day to offer this third teaching entitled, Why Isn't Everyone Healed? And I tell you, we've covered a lot of material. I really have emphasized the last few days about you getting the materials because really I'm putting out more information than what I think it's possible to assimilate by just watching this program. You know, when I share with you the things that God has told me, this is 40 years worth of seeking the Lord and praying and putting these things into practice. And it's like an iceberg. You're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. There is more below the surface. There's more study. There's more thought that has gone into this than what you can get out in just a 30-minute program. And so it's really important to take these truths and meditate on it and let God let this sink down into your heart. I can tell you that I'm getting better results than I used to get, and it's because I have meditated in these things for 42 years. And it just gets deeper and deeper and stronger rooted. It's like a tree putting down roots, and it just gets stronger and deeper. And you aren't going to get that in just listening to a television program. God can do a lot. He can touch your life. But I tell you, if you want to get the fullness of this, you need to meditate on it. And also these materials are a great way to share this with other people. We have people that take these testimonies of healings and they share them in Bible studies, in Sunday school classes, and they sit down and discuss it. And I tell you, it's a tremendous way to introduce the subject of God wanting people well to other people. And so I'm just trying to multiply the effectiveness of this. I know that many of you have watched this whole series and you've been blessed. But you'll need to go over this. And plus, please take these materials and share it with someone else, especially a testimony. You know, people will listen to a person's testimony that would never listen to me teach. And so I really want to encourage you to take this and share these truths and let's see people start receiving the goodness of God and His healing power, setting them free. You know, I was sharing yesterday that there are three main sources of where sickness comes from. Avenues that it can come into your life. One of them is if you sin. John chapter 5, Jesus said, sin no more lest a worse thing come upon you. And then it can be just a direct demonic attack. Jesus talked about the woman who was all bent over and he says, ought not this woman whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years be set free on the Sabbath day? It says in Acts 10:38 that Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Not oppressed of God, but oppressed of the devil. There is some sickness that is demonic. And if you're only trying to deal with it with physical things, pills, surgery, you aren't going to be able to cut the devil out. You aren't going to be able to treat it. You might be able to mask the symptoms, but it'll just manifest in some other way. And some people don't recognize that there are demonic things. As a matter of fact, I've got one of my footnotes from our Life for Today study Bible here, and there are actually 10 different times recorded in the gospel where Jesus cast out devils or demons out of people. And sometimes people think that physical sickness is only natural. They don't recognize that there could be a spirit. I'm not saying that's true in every situation, but there are some things that are spiritual and not physical in origin. For instance, demons cause dumbness. in Matthew chapter 9, verse 32 and 33, and also that same thing was recorded in Luke 11, 14. And Jesus cast a spirit of deafness out, and immediately the deaf heard. Blindness and dumbness in Matthew chapter 12, verse 22, was a demonic spirit that Jesus cast out. I bet you that there are some people who are watching this program. Maybe you aren't watching. Maybe you're just listening if you're blind. But you may be approaching this only from a natural standpoint. And not every blindness, I believe that you could have something poke into your eye and it puts your eye out, and that's not a demon. I think that there are natural causes. But in this instance, if you believe the Bible, it says a demonic spirit caused a person to be blind. And when Jesus cast the demon out, immediately the person saw and was able to speak. It also says lunacy, or what we would call insanity, seizures, attempted suicide, foaming at the mouth, gnashing of the teeth, and screaming caused sickness. In Matthew 17, 14 through 21, we already dealt with those verses. That was about the man who brought his son. Mark chapter 9, it's the same story also. Luke chapter 9, it's the same story. Being bowed over, which sounds to me like curvature of the spine in the Bible, in Luke chapter 13, verses 11 through 13, that was a demonic thing, and you had to cast the demons out. It says other sickness, other disease, in Matthew chapter 4 and Acts chapter 10, verse 38, all of these things were caused by demons. So there were 10 instances in Scripture where Jesus cast demons out to effect cures. And so there's multiple reasons, and sometimes we are trying to deal with a spiritual problem with a physical thing. You can't get rid of a spiritual problem with a physical answer. You can't get rid of a physical problem with a spiritual answer. There are some things that are natural. But it is always God's will to heal. And if you would just let the Lord speak to you and say, Father, I know it's your will. I've already prayed. I've done everything I know to do. And it's not you that hasn't given. It must be me that's not receiving. Or maybe there's a demonic attack. Maybe there's something I don't know. And if you would pray and let the Holy Spirit guide you, He will show you what's hindering it. For instance, I want to give another one of these testimonies. One of my employees, Damon Peterson, his little son, Jason, had a terrible skin disease, and he brought him in here to the ministry, and I prayed for him, and I saw Jason when he was little and had this skin thing, and it was terrible, and they will discuss it and show you some pictures of it in this DVD. But Damon prayed, and it just didn't seem to get any better. And then as he was watching his children play one day, and he was praying and asking God for wisdom, if I'm not mistaken, I think he was praying in tongues and asking God to interpret. God spoke to him and told him what the problem was, that the problem was his heart, not his skin, not any of these other things. And of course, we haven't had a doctor verify this, but you'll see the results that within the next day, everything began to change. And now Jason is just as completely well. And it happened because there was a cause separate from what it looked like. We thought we were dealing with the skin, some virus or some thing like that. And the problem had something to do with his circulation in his heart. And when God gave him that word, he prayed over it. Boom, this problem was solved. So watch this testimony about Jason Peterson and his healing. And then I'll be back at the end of the program.
A healing journey is a walk of faith we all must take in order to manifest the healing God has provided in Jesus Christ. Damon and Renee Peterson took that walk for more than a year after their son Jason developed a severe skin problem.
When he was 3 months old, he started getting the baby zits, the normal things that they get when they're passing the estrogen, and they just wouldn't go away. They just kept getting worse, and we're like, why is it getting worse? We don't understand.
And we didn't have insurance or anything, so you know what we were doing with the medical doctors was limited already.
Well, it didn't clear up, so that's when we took him to our family doctor. And he's like, oh, well, that's eczema, and that's a skin condition of extremely dry skin. And then what happens is they itch it because it itches, and then they get an infection.
You know, we tried various different prescriptions, different creams and ointments and things like that. We had everybody we ran into would always comment on that. They would ask him, what's wrong with him? Did he get burned in a fire? And we'd say, no, it's eczema. And
people constantly would come up to us in the stores or wherever we were and be like, well, what's wrong with his face? You could hear little kids walking by, well, what's wrong with that little boy's face, Mommy? And we had one person when we were up in Crested Butte come up to us and tell us that you need to get your child out of the sun because he's got a very bad sunburn. And we were just like, it's not a sunburn. He's been out here for 10 minutes.
And so it was just constant, you know, every time someone would come up with that, we would always have feel like that we'd have to explain ourselves because people, we didn't want people thinking we were bad people, bad parents, and we didn't want them thinking that our child was a monster. He wasn't. We could tell behind the eczema that he was a cute little kid.
I also think about the people that used to come up to me and tell me, well, have you tried this and tried that and tried this and tried that? And you get so sick of hearing it. You're like, just, I don't want to talk about it. I'm tired of hearing, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that, because none of it works.
But we really wanted to see it. I mean, the supernatural healing, because the doctors kept saying that he was going to have this until puberty. And we did not want him to go through this until he was, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old.
We were doing this for months. Every night, pray over him, wrap him in the oil, wrap him in the plastic, jammies. And he hated it. He would scream bloody murder every time we did this.
The itch so bad that he would just scratch on anything.
And that was another problem, was the itching. We had to constantly keep his fingernails clipped to where there was no fingernail, basically.
At one place, he would scratch on his face on the rug. He would just lay his face on the rug and just start scratching his face on the rug to where it would start bleeding. And we'd have to get the OxyClean to get the blood out of the rug.
Oh, I was putting him down for a nap. And you know how kids cry when you put them down for a nap because they don't want to go for a nap. And so, you know, my practice is you let them cry, they go to sleep. Well, so I did that. And so I went to check on him after he had stopped crying, and he was asleep in a pool of blood because he had scratched his face so hard that he just started bleeding.
Well, we were trying to do whatever we could to learn how to manifest his healing. And we were using all kinds of materials from Andrew to learn that. And at the same time, we were just like, well, why should Jason suffer but while we're learning this? This is not fair for him.
Maybe we're not believing hard enough. Maybe we don't have enough faith. What is wrong with us that it's not working? Damon and I would talk about it at night when we'd go to bed. We'd be like, what's the deal? Why isn't this working? We know that in the spiritual realm, he's healed. Why can't we get it to manifest? And we listened to Andrew's tapes. You've already got it. God wants you well. Countless others, a believer's authority.
And so we would just, we would do everything we could. And, you know, it's like we're trying to balance the whole thing of, you know, I don't want to get into the works thing. It's like, God, I've done this, this, and this. Why isn't he healed yet? Because that's putting the blame back on God, and that wasn't right. And at the same time, it was like, we still need to stand fast and stand strong. And it was really like the Sabbath rest teaching was what's helping us a lot. And Andrew was reiterated that when I told him, I was like, everything we were doing is like, what are we doing wrong? We got to be doing something wrong. If there's anything you can help us. And he says, don't worry about what you're doing wrong. Don't think about what you're doing wrong. Just trust and rest in God. And so that's what we were trying to do.
Now, the whole since Jason was born, he'd had really cold hands and feet. They were always blue. And we had asked the doctors, is it normal for his hands to be blue? And they said, oh, well, some babies are just like that. And it never went away. I mean, to that day, he'd still had cold hands. I mean, they were really blue and purplish in color.
And he would even, when he got old enough to where he could crawl and be mischievous, he would, you know, come and put his hands on Mommy's back or on her legs to make her jump and squeal because he didn't like his cold hands on him. That's how cold his hands were and his feet. And so, it was just significant to the touch, you could tell. I was at home in the driveway sitting in my chair and watching the kids just ride their bikes around the driveway. And I was just praying in tongues because I was just completely at my wit's end. I didn't know what else to do. I was basically at the end of myself. So I just was praying in tongues for Jason. And then I just felt impressed to pray for his heart. So I immediately just spoke to his heart and commanded his heart to be the way God designed it to be when it was created. And I didn't think anything of it at that point. Just let it go. I just spoke it, and then that was it.
When Damon, you know, had God tell him to pray over his heart, it's like that was the missing ingredient. We had no idea he had trouble with his heart. I mean, it makes sense now because his hands and his feet were constantly cold, but, you know, none of the doctors ever picked up on it.
And then the next day, when I came home from work, I went in to sit down in the kitchen to eat dinner, and Jason was already in his high chair, and he was barefoot. I reached to grab his feet, to play with his feet, just kind of like, hey, Tiger, you know, and when I touched his feet, they were, like, really warm. And so I asked Renee, I was like, has he been wearing socks all day and just now took them off?
I said, no, he hasn't had socks on all day long.
I'm like, well, feel his feet. His feet are, like, super warm.
And I was like, well, that's unusual.
And so then I grabbed his hands, and his hands were super warm, too. And she came over and did it, too. It's like, wow, that's, like, at first, Jason's feet and hands are warm. And then after that was the moment we saw the progressive, until it was completely healed. Within 1 week, it was completely gone.
He was like a brand new boy. We'd seen him for the first time since he was 3 months old, with a clear face, a clear complexion. The spots on his skin, they were disappearing. And we were just like, we have a new kid. It was amazing. And he was happy.
And I have no idea what the medical science is on this, but my impression was that his heart, something was wrong with his heart that was not processing the medicine that he was getting for the infection, or something was not causing, his circulation wasn't the way it should be.
Because that's basically what you saw was the infection of the skin, because it would get scratched, it would bleed, and it would get infected. And so that's basically what everybody was seeing, was the infection.
And I think that's what caused his hands and feet to be cold, because he wasn't getting proper circulation of some sort. And then when God told me to speak to his heart and God healed his heart, then his heart was able to get the proper circulation to his extremities.
So, you know, that was just the missing ingredient. We weren't praying over the right thing. We needed to pray over that one area.
We hope you've been encouraged by Jason's miracle and the Peterson family's healing journey. And now, here's Andrew.
Praise God, isn't that awesome? I tell you what, I've talked to Damon often, and he just praises God for this. And see, Damon and Renee were confident that it was God's will for Jason to be well. You know, just think about it this way. What kind of parent would want his child to have that skin problem and bleed and scratch and be in pain and do all of these things that Jason went through? If any parent would want that on their child, you would turn them in for child abuse. No parent would want that. And you know what? Our Heavenly Father isn't pleased. In the same way that Damon was not pleased with the sickness that came against his son and he wanted him well, I guarantee you God wants you well much more than that. And see, Damon and Renee knew that. So they didn't doubt that God wanted their son well. They prayed. They believed. They did what they knew to do. I prayed with them. And I agreed with them. And we did not see an improvement. And I released my faith. They released their faith. And we don't completely understand everything. But as he was just sitting there watching his children play, the Lord spoke to him to pray over his heart. And you know what? It would have been easy to dismiss that. But praise God that Damon listened and recognized that God wanted his son well, and he was smart enough to listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And when he spoke, it may have taken a day before they began to start realizing that his feet were no longer cold. It was about a week before the entire rash or whatever that was on his body was gone. But I mean, just instantly at that moment, it was just like they just needed a little tweaking of their faith. It needed to be redirected in another direction. And, you know, I'm convinced that there's people watching this program that you know that it's God's will for you to be well. You are doing what you know to do. Maybe there's something that you don't know to do and you need to keep seeking and learning. But there are some of you that you've spoken, you've taken your stand, you've done what you know to do. And maybe you just need a little tweaking. Maybe you need to pray and say, God, just speak to me what it is that you want me to do. And maybe you have a skin rash and yet the Lord says, speak over your heart. And speak healing to your heart. And see, in the natural, you wouldn't think of that. But I'm telling you, that's what the Holy Spirit has given to us for. I think that so often when people are trying to deal with things like healing, they are just like grasping at straws. They just take everybody's opinion. They'll try this pill. They'll do this. And And when it comes to spiritual things, they'll try this, they'll speak to their mountain, they'll do all of these things, and they're just grasping at straws and doing whatever anybody tells them to do. And we often forget that the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is sent to lead us into all truth and teach us all things and bring to our remembrance whatsoever Jesus has spoken to us. And if you would just draw on the power of the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to help you, Lord, what do I need to do? Lord, show me. And if you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and have the ability to speak in tongues, the Bible says that when you speak in tongues, you are giving thanks well, and you are also speaking forth the hidden wisdom of God. You have the mind of Christ in your spirit, 1 Corinthians 2:16. And when you're praying in tongues, that spirit part of you that has the mind of Christ and knows all things, 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, is praying. And all you have to do is pray and say, God, give me an interpretation. As you speak in tongues, expect God to start leading you like Damon. As he was praying over his son, all of a sudden he just thought of his heart. That's not coincidental. It's the Holy Spirit. He was praying and the Holy Spirit gave him guidance. You, if you are born again, have access to the Holy Spirit. You know, if for some reason you have never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is separate from being born again, it doesn't have to be separated by months or years, but it is a separate experience. Jesus' disciples were born again, and then he told them to wait until they receive power from on high. So it is a separate experience, and when people receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they receive this ability to speak in tongues. And I know that this is controversial. I'm not going to take time today to defend it and show this to you, but it's my testimony that I've received it. I speak in tongues. Damon Peterson that you saw on our program today, he spoke in tongues, and that's why the Holy Spirit gave him direction and showed him this. If you're in a situation where you're battling some type of a sickness, or it doesn't have to be limited to sickness, it could be something else. And if you know God wants you to succeed and prosper, and you've done what you know to do, and you don't know where to go, rather than just leaning under your own understanding, receive this baptism of the Holy Spirit. Start speaking in tongues, and the Holy Spirit will speak through you and give you creative ideas and show you what it is that you need to do. I tell you, there's so many Christians that are just depending upon their own understanding. They're trying to figure this all out in their head when the Holy Spirit is sent to give us supernatural direction. So I just want to encourage you, if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit today, you can call and get these materials that we're offering, but also you can call and have someone pray with you and help you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We have some of the most anointed people that I know answering our phones. People that love God, every one of them have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Every one of them speaks in tongues, and they could help you. So you can not only get these materials, but you can also get prayer, and you can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and get the Comforter who will tell you exactly what you need to do for victory in your situation. We have a number on your screen. I encourage you to call today and receive these materials and prayer.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, God Wants You Well, is available in a brand new book for a gift of $14 or more. Request book number T330 when you contact us. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. Request study guide T430. The entire series is also available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is available for a gift of $30 or more. Request item T1036C for the CDs or item T1036D for the DVDs. Or you can receive the book, study guide, and album as part of the Better Healthcare Package. The package includes your choice of either the CD or DVD series, the new God Wants You Well book, along with a companion study guide, plus Healing Journeys Volume 1 and Volume 2, and the Healing Scriptures CD. The entire package has a catalog value of $136, but today we'd like to offer it to you for a gift of $100 or more. To get the Better Healthcare Package, request item T4505. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third teaching in the God Wants You Well CD series titled, Why Isn't Everyone Healed, is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD free of charge. Request teaching TI-03C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Or you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
You know, I'd like to encourage you to consider our Charis Bible College. I know that the things that I'm teaching are just radically different than what many people think, and they think, man, there's just so much that I need to know. And you know, really, the best way that I have of impacting a person's life is our Charis Bible College. We not only have our campus here in Colorado Springs, but we have about 15 campuses around the world. And we just opened up an online Bible school where you actually go through as a group. You have things that you interact with instructors, and it's a great way to get hold of the Word of God. We've got a phone number that you can call. Please call and check out about our Charis Bible Colleges.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth seminar next week, May 13th through the 15th, and in the UK for the Grace and Faith Family Camp, May 28th through the 31st. He'll also be in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Summer Family Bible Conference, June 28th through July 2nd, and in Minneapolis, Minnesota for a Gospel Truth Seminar, July 15th through the 17th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis more than 20 years ago.
I started getting this bad stomach pain that happened every time I ate something.
She said that the cheekbones were flattened. The nose bone was not visible at all. The pinky fingers on both hands, the third digit, the was missing from the pinky.
I decided that I was going to run from God, and I was never going to let anybody have that much control to hurt me that much ever again.
His ribs were busted. His sternum was busted. One hip was crushed and the femur was broken real close.
And the nurse had told my wife later, says people younger would die.
You do not have to motivate God to heal. God wants to heal more than you want to be healed.
God Wants You Well continues next week on Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack.